It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, a young couple separated by hundreds of miles rendezvous in Wausau to take refuge from a zombie apocalypse in 2012's horror drama called Dead Weight.
He kept coming after me, and I warned him to stop, but he didn't. I swung the bat, hit him in the head.
God.
What?
I've done terrible things.
We all had to do things that we normally wouldn't.
Not like this.
What did you do?
Adam Bartlett wrote and directed Deadweight. John Potta directed the film. Director's Cut guest host Doug Gordon asked the filmmakers how they decided to make a zombie movie where you hardly ever see the zombies.
When we started writing, we thought of it being more of a straight-up horror movie where we were going to have a little bit more gore and a little bit more violence. But in the writing process, we kind of slowly started to chip that away and wanted really just to focus on the characters. And we thought it would be interesting to do a zombie-type movie where you don't see the zombies.
And it wasn't that we really kind of forced it. It was a very organic process where through editing and through editing the script and fleshing out these characters, we realized that the characters were moving to the forefront as being much more important than a lot of the horror elements that were laying the foundation.
Correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but the word zombie is never uttered once in the film.
Correct.
So are these zombies or are they not, or does it even matter?
We like to think of them a little bit different, but I think at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because that's really the backdrop for the film. While it takes place in the setting, we don't focus on the outbreak or the infected by any means. It's all about the characters.
One of the things I kind of think right now is that we're at this point in our history, we're kind of in a moment that I like to call peak zombie, kind of like peak oil in the fact that we've been so inundated in popular culture with the undead that people are kind of tired of it. What do you think?
Even though it may be becoming a little bit oversaturated or maybe reaching like this peak popularity point, I think that kind of could open the path for young people that are getting interested in storytelling.
Here's a clip from Deadweight where our roving band of protagonists encounter another group of rather unsavory survivors.
So, y'all find this food at that farmhouse we saw yet? I'll take that as a yes.
I'll take that as you've been watching us.
I wouldn't say it's so much a watching as it's more of a observing.
Observing for what?
For our survival.
You see, while you're out walking around trying to find your holy land, we stay put. Ain't no reason to go nowhere. All the folks we come across bring everything we need. Right to us.
Wow, those are three guys I would not want to run into in a post-apocalyptic landscape, or even in our current landscape. It makes me think that throughout this film, that scene illustrates that in Deadweight, it's really the humans that are the monsters, aren't they?
Absolutely. We always viewed the story as it's the horrors of humanity. It's in this zombie-type setting, but that's not the focus. It's all about people. And what happens when you take away our rules and our regulations that keep us, for the most part, well-behaved?
See more of Doug Gordon, Adam Bartlett, John Potta, and Deadweight on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.